Presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and John McCain, well, we're all aware they disagree on many things, but oddly enough, you may not know when it comes to books, they share a favorite.
He lay flat on the brown, pine-needled floor of the forest, his chin on his folded arms, and high overhead the wind blew in the tops of the pine trees. The mountainside sloped gently where he lay, but below it was steep, and he could see the dark of the oiled road winding through the pass.
That's actor Campbell Scott reading the opening lines from the 1940 Hemingway classic For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's the classic story about the brutality of war, about camaraderie, political ideology, and the contemplation of death during the Spanish Civil War. Jim Fitzmaurice, it's an interesting choice for two men with very different political leanings.
Yeah, I think so. It's a politically shrewd choice, though, when you think about it. I mean, it's a very, very popular novel that actually is very accessible while at the same time being considered highbrow and a literary classic. So in that way, it's almost politically calculated that it shows that both of them can read very sophisticated novels that nonetheless anybody else can read. But what's
Jim Fitzmaurice, I just want to introduce you. You're a professor of theater history and literature at Tulane University. And you say there's certainly lots of parallels, very different parallels, for both John McCain and Barack Obama to the protagonist, Robert Jordan, in the book, who gave up his life as a college professor to fight fascism in Spain. What are those parallels?
Well, I think that both men's life trajectory shows a certain kind of self-identification with the central character. Jordan is a teacher in the United States who comes to Spain to fight for a cause larger than himself. And in the same sort of way, if you look at both McCain's career, which has been about sacrifice, duty, and honor, and in a lot of ways Obama passing up the cushy jobs he could have gotten on Wall Street, given his law grades and the kind of work he had done in school, he actually decides to go into inner city Chicago and become a community activist. And so in that way, I think you could actually make a really strong case that both men identify with this central character. The other way they can really identify is that they are not of a particular group. Both are considered to some degree mavericks. Both are considered non-traditional politicians. And while Jordan, of course, is very much a loyalist, is very much on the loyalist side and about helping the Republican cause in the novel, he very much is a man apart.
And he gets disillusioned very quickly. He is someone who had great commitment to ideology, but was disillusioned.
Yeah, and what's interesting about the novel, too, is that as his disillusionment with what goes on around him gets stronger and stronger, he becomes much more enamored with the idea of particular and personalized character. I mean, in so many ways, he comes to admire people, individuals, rather than organizations, groups, or great movements.
Can you really imagine John McCain and Barack Obama blowing up bridges and falling in love with Maria and, carrying those carbine rifles through the mountains?
You can actually imagine McCain. I mean, that's the thing that I kept thinking of. The last scene in the novel, which of course is Jordan waiting for the fascist troops to arrive as he single-handedly defends his friend's escape. In a lot of ways, you wonder how much of McCain's self-identification takes place there when his plane went down. I mean, the idea of waiting for the North Vietnamese, for the Viet Cong to take him prisoner. I mean, how much of that final moment in the book has a resonance? I mean, and what's interesting, too, is if you remember at the end of the novel, too, Jordan begins to realize that while the side that he's fighting for might not win right now and might not win 10 years from now, it will eventually win down the line. And you wonder if McCain, in seeing where Vietnam has come and in seeing where his own life has come, actually sees a fulfillment that Jordan doesn't, because we have to assume that the fascists were not even as merciful as the Viet Cong.
Great analysis,
Jim. So we're
going
to be looking for some clues. Maybe we should all go back and read For Whom the Bell Tolls for some clues and insight into both John McCain and Barack Obama. Jim Fitzmaurice, thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Fitzmaurice is a playwright, professor of theater, history, and literature at Tulane University.
It's number 12 in literature and fiction on Amazon, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and you got to figure that has something to do with it. And what Jim didn't mention is the heroes are all Republicans, Spanish Republicans, but all Republicans in For Whom the Bell Tolls. Really interesting analysis there.